Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, attitude combined with our effort creates our habits. Therefore, we control hustle and we control our habits.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thank you for tuning in to the show dedicated to raising the game. I am your host, Alan Stein. In today's episode, I do something I've never done before. I record an entire podcast by myself. No co-host, no guest, just me and the mic. Now, before I dive into today's topic, I want to say thank you. Within 24 hours of dropping our first episode, we hit number 2 in the iTunes rankings in all of sports and recreation, trailing only Bill Simmons' show, The Ringer. That only happened because you all downloaded and listened, subscribed, shared, and took the time to leave us a positive rating and review. And believe me, our team truly appreciates it. We do this show to serve you. Now, if this is your first time listening and you haven't yet shared this with your friends, you haven't yet subscribed, and you haven't yet left us a rating or review, then please disregard everything I just said until you do. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so glad that you joined us. All right, let's jump into today's topic about hustle and habits. In my opinion, at the very foundation, there are only two things in this world we each have 100% control over, and that's our attitude and our effort. Well, another word for effort is hustle. We have full control over our hustle at all times. And our attitude combined with our effort creates our habits. Therefore, we control hustle and we control our habits. And our hustle and habits are the number one factor that determine our success, our happiness, and our overall fulfillment. This is true on and off the court. So, how do you get from where you are to where you want to be? Simple. Improve your hustle and improve your habits. Hustle is one of the top separators between the successful and the unsuccessful. Now, don't get it twisted. Hustle alone does not guarantee success, but a lack of hustle guarantees failure. Hustle can make up for a variety of weaknesses and deficiencies, and the best part is hustle does not require talent. It simply requires hard work and heart. I am a self-diagnosed quote nerd, and arguably my favorite quote ever relates directly to hustle. Do the things others don't do, and have the things others don't have. Let's face it, y'all, most people don't hustle. Well, at least they don't hustle consistently. If you want to be successful, hustling needs to be a habit. So, what is a habit? A habit is an acquired behavior pattern followed regularly until it becomes involuntary. In other words, a habit is something we do consistently and something that we do without thinking. Research has shown psychologists believe 90% of all of our actions are habitual. Yes, 90%. That is powerful. So success is not a result of what we do occasionally. Success is a result of what we do consistently, which leads me to yet another one of my favorite quotes. How you do anything is how you do everything. Want different results than you're currently getting? Then change your habits. If your habits and your goals aren't in line, then one of them has to change. Either change your goals or change your habits. And while doing so, increase your hustle. Now, every night before you go to bed, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. You just traded 24 hours of your life for whatever it is you got out of today. Are you happy with that trade? Another way of looking at that is, are the habits you have today on par for the dreams you have for tomorrow? If you can answer yes to both of these questions every night before you go to bed, then you are well on your way to success. Now, before I say goodbye and wrap up, I wanted to let you guys know that I finally joined Snapchat. I got stuck with the username Alan Stein Jr. because some poser stole Alan Stein, so I had to add the Jr. Now, what took me so long to join the party? Honestly, I was stubborn. I got in my own way. I didn't feel like adding another social network to my plate. I thought it was a passing trend. I was 100% wrong. I can admit it. Folks, Snapchat is not going anywhere. It's simply an evolution and an iteration of where social media is headed. For those that don't understand it, trust me, I can empathize. I didn't get it either until I got on it, studied it, and embraced it. Numerous people have told me that Snapchat is just for kids. First of all, that's not true. I've already connected with hundreds of coaches, and I've only been on it a week. Now, I'm not debating the fact that it skews heavily to folks 25 years old and younger, but trust me, coaches are on there, and they should be. Why? It's where our youth is. It's monopolizing their attention. 8 billion snaps are sent every single day. If we as coaches and parents and educators are trying to reach and teach our youth, then we need to go where they are. We need to speak their language. It doesn't matter where we want to go. We have to go where they are. I take tremendous pride in being a role model and having a positive impact on young people. So it is my responsibility to embrace platforms like Snapchat. Coaches, you can't change the waves, but you can learn to surf. I encourage you to join me on Snapchat. Players, assuming you're already in the pool, please drop me a message so we can connect. I post exclusive content multiple times per day, including workout nutrition tips, behind-the-scenes peeks at my events and travel, and a motivational series called The Daily Serving. Well, that's it for me, y'all. Thanks so much for listening. I hope I helped you raise your game. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by subscribing in iTunes and leaving us a rating and review. And don't forget to hit me up directly on Snapchat, username Alan Stein Jr. And if you live in the greater Chicago area, I will be leading two separate Pure Sweat Complete Player clinics on Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st. These clinics will cover both performance and skill and will provide you with everything you need to maximize your off-season workouts. Please visit puresweatbasketball.com for more details and to register. I really do hope I see y'all there. All right, it's time to get back in the gym.